السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله العلي الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. أشهد أنه لا إله إلا هو، له الأسماء الحسنى، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صاحب المقام المعلى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. وقال تعالى: وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, mothers, listeners, it is impossible to live without failing at something. It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you go nowhere and you fail by default. Failure is part of being human. Failure is something that everyone goes through. But if you can understand failure, and if you can learn how to respond to failure, and if you can understand the benefits of failure. Yes, the benefits of failure. That's my topic today. So if you can understand failure, you know, learn how to respond to failure, and develop an understanding on the benefits of failure, then you can fail your way to amazing things. I haven't misspoken. You can fail your way to amazing things. There are many of us who are being held back because of a fear of failure. So let that be the first part of our discussion this afternoon. Why do we fear failure? They actually have a medical term for it. It's called atychophobia. I'm not joking, atychophobia. A-T-Y-C-H-I phobia. It's known as the fear of failure. There are many reasons why we fear failure. But central is the ego. We are afraid to fail because of the hurt that the failure will cause to our egos. We look to our future and then we envisage the emotional pain that we will suffer if we fail in what we are trying to do. Sometimes we have a social standing, a social status, and we are worried that people will laugh at us. What will people say? That is what is at the center of the fear of failure. You see, the ego, I read something interesting. They say, the ego is a closet pessimist. It shows a lot of bravado and confidence to the onlookers, but in reality, it's a very scared and downbeat thing at heart. Ego is very fragile. So the ego doesn't want you to try. It doesn't want you to explore because of the fear of failure. The ego will avoid any risk to avoid any chance of being hurt and embarrassed. Failure presents a major potential threat to our egos. So the ego fears failure, and the ego has a hold on the mind. And that's where our entire being starts to fear failure. We don't want to be embarrassed. That's the primary reason. So why do we fear failure? Sometimes there are actual consequences, reasonable consequences. Maybe you want to undertake a business venture. You do your means test. You do your pros and cons, and you realize, no, hey, there could be a genuine problem here. That's fine. That's where you are doing proper, sober calculations, assessments, and you come to a conclusion. But most of the time, the fear of failure is not related to that. Most of the time, the fear of failure is short-sighted. It's not based on our experience or our knowledge. It's based on the fear that we won't get it right the first time. Many of us, we fear failure because we fear we'll get it wrong the first time. And what we fail to realize, hardly anyone in the history of humanity has achieved by getting it right the first time. They had to try, and try again before they eventually got it right. It is for that reason that the experts tell us that the fear of failure is the number one block to success most of the time. To such an extent that it has become a societal norm. It's acceptable now to just fear failure. I want to share with you a quote which I found to be very profound. Listen to this. They say, "Don't fear failure. Don't fear failure. Fear being in the exact same position 1 year later. Don't worry as much about failure as you should worry about being in the same position 1 year later, not making any progress because you are handicapped by the fear of failure. The only way that we can overcome our fear of failure is by developing a comprehensive understanding of what is failure." So that would bring us to the question about the definition of failure, right? Now, you'll read all sorts of definitions, but after reading many of them, I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Technically, failure is when you have been unsuccessful at something. But this is where the beauty is. This is where the beauty is. If success is the opposite to failure, then if you have failed the first time, you haven't truly failed until you give up. Because if you get it right the second or the third or the 100th time, you still succeeded. So if the definition of failure is being unsuccessful, it means that you never really failed until you have given up. Some have given an alternative definition. They say success is the state of living according to your values. And failure is when you live in contradiction to your values. So as Muslims, we have a set of values. You put in a tender, you stuck by your values. No samosas on the side. No greasing of the palms. You didn't get it. By somebody else's definition, you didn't get the tender, you failed. By your definition, you stuck by your values, you succeeded. Another definition of failure is one that I like. They say failure is part of a process. Failure is the first part on the road to success. So if you look at it, there's no such thing as absolute failure. I recently read something which I found to be very interesting. One lady who was divorced said, "I refuse to refer to my marriage that didn't last as a failed marriage. I refuse to refer to my marriage that didn't last as a failed marriage, because that marriage by Allah's design was meant to teach me certain things which will help me to succeed in the overall life story. So I refuse to see it as a failed marriage." Let me ask you a question that will help you unpack your understanding of failure. They say you must ask yourself the following question. Ask yourself the following question. What would you do differently in your life if you knew for sure that you wouldn't fail? If you were to analyze your life, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, whatever your age is, and say, what would I have done if I knew for certain I wouldn't fail? And if there are multiple answers that I would have done a lot of things if I knew for sure I wouldn't fail, that it means that you are suffering from a fear of failure. There are many things that you shouldn't have done, you should have done, but what held you back was your fear of failure. Many times in life, if we study our lives, we put off something that will really improve our lives without really any concrete or substantive or solid basis for it. We're just putting it off. Even though we know it's going to benefit our lives, we're putting it off because of the fear of failure. The fear of failure, like many other fears, is a self-created one. It's because of our perceptions. Very rarely are those fears real. Very often they are perceived fears. I share with you another quote. They say, "Everything you want is on the other side of fear. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. You just need to overcome your fear of failure to be able to achieve it." One important element in understanding failure is to know the difference between rational fear of failure and irrational fear of failure. Rational fear of failure is something real, something that can actually happen. So if you don't know how to swim and you have a fear of jumping off a ship in the middle of the ocean, that's a real fear. You're going to drown. That is something that is very likely to happen. And that's a good kind of fear because it keeps you in check. It helps you not to do foolish things. However, an irrational fear is a fear of something which is very unlikely to happen. Or a fear of something that is likely to happen, but your fear is exaggerated or disproportionate. So there is a possibility if you want to do something, you'll get it wrong and you'll be embarrassed. But that fear of embarrassment is exaggerated and disproportionate. So that's an irrational fear of failure. The crux of it is this. Listen to this point very attentively. When there is a reasonable prospect of success, when there is a reasonable prospect of success and your fear of failure eclipses your motivation to succeed, then it's a problem. When you want to do something and there's a reasonable prospect of success, but your fear of failure overpowers your motivation to do it, then you have a problem. Otherwise, each one of us will have some degree of fear, some degree of anxiety. That's normal. That's a kind of energy that you need to tap into. But what you need to be careful about is to ensure that your fear of failure does not overwhelm your motivation to do the action, your motivation to succeed. On a lighter note, let me share something with you. They say, if plan A doesn't work, there are still 25 letters in the alphabet. And then if you speak Japanese, there are 204 letters in the alphabet. Let's talk about the benefits of failure. Now we come to the core of what I want to discuss. You may be thinking, what is this man going on about? Even when the topic went out, people are asking, benefits of failure? It sounds like an oxymoron, like a contradiction in terms. No. Psychologically and Islamically, I will outline to you, in the brief time that I have left, how there are benefits to failure. First, I can't list all of them. I'll list some of the primary ones. Failure and defeat is the greatest teacher in life. Failure and defeat is the greatest teacher in life. Many people like to play it safe, fly under the radar. They repeat the same safe choices over and over again. They don't realize their true potential. They don't discover a lot of what was reasonably possible for them to discover. How else will you learn if you don't try and if you don't fail every now and again, if you don't stumble? You know, that's part of life. It teaches you. Failure is a teacher. The second benefit of failure is that it helps you to reach your potential. You embrace possible failure and make it a key to taking on a variety of challenges which will enable you to reach new heights. Embracing failure is a necessary step to unprecedented success. You want to reach greater heights, new levels, you have to embrace the possibility of failure. Another benefit of failure is that it teaches us creativity. Many of us would have heard about Thomas Edison. He created the light bulb. He failed 1,000 times before he discovered the right material to make a light bulb. So if he succumbed to the fear of failure on the first time, I don't know if he would have had electricity today or you'd have had lights. 1,000 times he failed before he found the right material. So never underestimate the magical properties of failure. It rewires your brain and it gets your creative juices flowing. So it teaches creativity. Another benefit of failure is it redirects you in life. Sometimes we lose our way a little bit. So failure shows you where you shouldn't be. Failure gives you an opportunity to reevaluate, to come back stronger with a better strategy. Failure teaches you to learn from your mistakes and to change your tactics. This is a key point. When you embrace failure, it doesn't mean you do the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of stupidity. Stupidity is when you do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It teaches you to try and discover where you are going wrong, what you are doing wrong, change your tactics, try differently to achieve the same outcome. Another benefit of failure, and this is perhaps one of the most important ones, it keeps you hungry and humble. Failure keeps you hungry and humble. One of the greatest threats to success is complacency. And if you don't taste failure every now and then, you become complacent. You rely on your past success, but past success does not translate necessarily into future glory. Failure has a way of motivating us, keeping us hungry, keeping us humble. It gives you a perspective on success. When you taste failure, then when Allah grants you success, you will be grateful. You will be humble. You will be empathetic at the time of success. Otherwise, you'll become arrogant. You'll become overconfident. Failure strips you of your notion of invincibility. Makes you realize that you're human, that you're dependent on Allah. You won't get it right every time. Another benefit of failure is that it's the most valuable, it makes you a valuable teacher and mentor. How will you teach your children or your subordinates if you haven't failed at some point or the other? Because, and listen to this, they say, you will learn more in a single failure than a lifetime of success. You will learn more in a single failure than in a lifetime of success. Lastly, I'll mention in terms of the benefits of failure, is it makes you tough. It creates resilience. The experts say if you fail, feast on your failure. Some of them, I'm not saying you must drink it, some of them say you must actually have a feast to celebrate that Allah has given you an opportunity to learn. But even if you don't have a physical feast, because people will think you're about 2 screws short, you failed and you're celebrating, celebrate the opportunity. Feast on your failure by making the most of the moment to learn so that you don't repeat the mistakes. That's the meaning of feasting on a failure. Let me quickly give you some examples of people who have failed only to later achieve great success. How many of you got iPhone? Pick up your hands. Okay, now I'm not going to embarrass you, you know. Steve Jobs was fired from Apple. Later on, he came back, he became the CEO of Apple, and then they created the iPhone and the MacBook. He said he would never have been successful in his second tenure as CEO of Apple if he wasn't fired in his first period as an employee of Apple. He failed in order to achieve. Einstein, he did not speak until he was 4 years old. He did not write until he was 7 years old. His teacher described him as mentally slow. Henry Ford, many driving Fords, he went broke 5 times. 5 times. Bankrupt. Before he eventually succeeded. Churchill, he failed the 6th grade. He failed the 6th grade. So, what's the lesson? Somebody so beautifully said, don't say I failed 99 times. Don't say I failed 99 times. Say I have discovered 99 ways that create failure. Don't say I have failed 99 times. Say I have learned 99 ways that will cause me to fail. Let me give you, in the end, we are all Muslims, right? What does the Quran and Sunnah say about failure? There's a hadith. Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'mini al-da'if. Wa fi kullin khayr. Wa ahris ala ma yanfa'uk wa sta'in billah wa la ta'ajiz. In short, this hadith tells us, make an effort. Be strong, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. Be courageous. Don't be overwhelmed by the fear of failure, but seek assistance from Allah. And don't become helpless. The fear of failure will make you helpless. But you see, this is the beauty of being Muslim. The hadith tells you, be courageous. Right? Go out there and try your best. But in the end, taqdeer. What a beautiful belief. What is taqdeer? Don't become despondent of your failures. Don't become arrogant of your success. Attribute both to Allah. You rely on Allah. You go out, you give it your best shot. If something goes wrong, the hadith says, don't say, lo, if I did this, if I did that. Say, qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. Allah knows best. Allah decreed. Allah knows why he made me fail. Before you do it, you rely on Allah. After you do it, you reaffirm your belief in Allah that sometimes the outcome will not always be according to my expectations, according to my intentions, according to my logic. Because when you go down the route of saying, I should have, I could have, then you're opening the door to blame, to panic, to regret and grief. You do to the best of your ability, then the outcome is in the hands of Allah. That's why we as Muslims believe in taqdeer. Taqdeer is not meant to be make you passive. It's meant to make you active, but to keep that balance. You don't control everything. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you will not like the outcome, but that outcome is best for you in the long run. The world will see that outcome as a failure, but failure is a sign of one who's making an effort. Otherwise, you won't fail or you won't succeed. If you don't make an effort, you won't fail, you won't succeed. So as Muslims, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. We have Allah. You don't be reckless. You do your due diligence. After that, you have reliance on Allah. Another important Islamic angle to this concept of the benefits of failure is that many times, according to material or worldly norms, you would have failed. But in the court of Allah, you didn't fail. How? Sometimes Allah makes you fail in this dunya because He wants you to turn and come back to Him and become a better servant of His. Sometimes you're losing the way, and then you wanted that promotion, Allah didn't give it to you. You see it as a failure. But Allah says, sometimes we deprive you in order to strengthen you, to prepare you for something bigger and greater. Sometimes we deprive you, we give you material failure, because that material success would have taken you further away from Allah, and you would have been a failure in the akhirah. So if you fail in this world, but it was designed by Allah to make you succeed in the akhirah, it can never be a failure. Another thing, look at the story of Adam and Iblis. They both failed to follow the command of Allah. But Adam alayhi salam said, "Zalamna anfusana." Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Iblis blamed Allah for bima aghwaytani. Because of his failure, Adam alayhi salam was elevated. And because of his failure, Iblis was denigrated. Failure is not a failure in itself. It depends on how you respond to it. Many times failure is a test. The verse which I recited in my introduction, Allah says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do you think that just because you're Muslim, we won't test you? What happened on Uhud? Those Sahaba failed to stay on the hill. And as a result, the Muslims failed to defeat the Meccan army. 70 martyred, bodies mutilated. When they're going back, Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Not time to grieve. Throw yourself a sob party, a pity party. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will achieve if you become the true servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, life is such, you win some, you lose some. But what you lose should be a stepping stone for you to win ultimately at life, in this world, as well as in the year after. So, let's quickly recap. We discussed, you can't truly live without failing. Why do we fear failure? The ego doesn't want to be embarrassed. It doesn't want to be hurt. We're fearful of failing the first time. What is failure? Failure is just success that is postponed. The only time you truly fail is if you give up. Many of our fears are self-created. They are not real. What are the benefits of failure? It teaches you. It humbles you. It develops resilience. It generates creativity. It helps you to reach your potential. It makes you a good teacher and a good mentor. Steve Jobs failed. Henry Ford failed. Even Einstein failed before they succeeded. The Quran and Sunnah tells us, Allah will make you taste defeat sometimes as a test, sometimes to bring you closer to you, sometimes because Allah wants to show you that you may think it's a failure, but it's a stepping stone to something much greater. How you respond to failure will determine whether you succeed or not. We see in the story of Iblis and Adam alayhi salam. Let me conclude with these few thoughts. The purpose of this talk is not to make you reckless, not to create a false sense of bravado that go do whatever you want and don't fear consequences. No. Muslims are balanced. Ummata wasata. The purpose of this talk is that don't let the fear of failure hold you back when there's a reasonable chance of success. Don't let it hold you back from growing and reaching new heights and fulfilling your potential. Because failure, as they say, should be a stepping stone to success. No failure is fatal, no matter how hard it may be in the short term, because you always get another shot to try again. No failure is permanent, because real failure is when you don't make the most of the situation. You don't learn the most. They say when they throw lemons, make lemonade. There's no crisis in the corporate world, they say, no crisis should go wasted. Every crisis provides an opportunity. The greatest failure is when you don't use the opportunity to become the best version of yourself. We all fail from time to time. But truly successful people are the ones that are not afraid to fall, get up back very fast, and try again. Truly successful people are the ones who don't fear falling. They say, if I fall, I'll get back quicker than others, and I will try again. I'll share with you one more quote. They say, success is going from one failure to the next with no loss of enthusiasm. Success is going from one failure to the next with no loss of enthusiasm. There are some profound words with which I want to terminate. Listen very carefully to this. Failure should be our teacher, not our undertaker. Failure should be our teacher, not our undertaker. Failure is delay, not defeat. Failure is a temporary detour, not a dead end. Failure is something we can avoid only by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing. In Arabic, they say, رُبَّ عِلَّةٍ أي مَرَضٍ كَانَتْ سَبَبُ الصِّحَّةِ. Sometimes illness is the cause of cure. Sometimes failure is the cause of success. You need to have a heart attack to catch a wake up to look after your overall health. If you didn't have that heart attack, maybe you would have continued to be complacent. So life is like that sometimes. Sometimes you have to fail your way to success. You have to fail your way to success. May Allah grant us the understanding. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.